Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 25. Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." People have a hard time accepting the simple truth. It is just too simple, and often it conflicts with their personal expectations. This is what happened to the two Emmaus disciples. They had their hopes regarding what Jesus should have been. Never once did they consider the simple truth. Jesus needed to correct his disciples, and he started with the truth. It is also where I need to start. Certainly, there is nothing wrong with having my own hopes and dreams. I have to be on my guard, however. I can never allow my personal expectations to become unrealistic, nor can I allow them to replace the truth. This is why I need to start with and continue to rely on the simple truth. God's Word, the Bible, teaches the simple truth. In the Scriptures, I come to know that Jesus is the Savior God provided. He is the one who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one who has opened heaven for us. If I try to make Jesus into something more or less than this, I will be just like the disciples, adrift in a sea of personal expectations. The simple truth of the Bible also assures me Jesus will attend to my daily needs. He strengthens me to resist the devil's deceptions. He encourages me to remain faithful. He accompanies me so I follow him without detour or distraction. In addition to all of this, he offers me peace to guard and guide my life. While all of this seems so simple, it is this truth which creates a profound change in my life. The disciples came to realize the simple truth was exactly what they needed. How blessed I am when I rely on that same truth. My uncertainty is replaced with confidence. My fear is replaced with calm. My confusion is replaced with clarity. The best part is, the simple truth will never fail me. O gracious Savior, I thank you for coming to me in my confusion. Strengthen my faith so I cling to your truth, follow its direction, and receive its blessing. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.